This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I love you, mashallah, and you're taking notes, and that's great. If it's something, I always find it to be a religious religion. How we learn back home on YouTube for the everyone always having a book and a pen handy at all times, you know, writing down everything that we learn from our messiah, from our teachers. So, I think it helped us at the time as well, when the Prophet was surrounded. So, however, they used to memorize, but also they used to take it. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سورة البقرة. So we start with سنام القرآن. One of the names or nicknames of البقرة, سنام القرآن. In Arabic, سنام القرآن means the highest, you know, the peak of the Quran. Something that was like the peak from its height. In Arabic, it's called سنام القرآن. And it is أعلى ما في القرآن. This is why it's called سنام القرآن, the peak of the Quran. On the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, there's many hadith in regards to Al-Baqarah. One of the hadith, in fact, he mentioned عليه السلام, hadith reported by Muslim. He said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر فإن الشيطان ينفر من البيت الذي تقرأ فيه البقرة. He says, don't make your homes like graveyards. For the shaitan, he escapes, he runs away from a house whereby Surah Al-Baqarah is being recited. And when you recite Surah Al-Baqarah, the shaitan gets kicked out from your home. And the ulama, they say, as the Prophet Muhammad was, you know, indicated before, to try to read it every three days. Every 3 days, you recite Surah Al-Baqarah in your home. You know, in one hadith, you know, if you recite it to the shaitan, will not approach your home for 3 days. That means every 3 days, read it. So try it, why not? No, don't try it. Try it with the yaqeen that Prophet Muhammad has said it, and the Prophet Muhammad will speak the truth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, al-Zahrawan, read the two roses, the two flowers, the two bright ones. You know, what are the two bright ones? He says, فَإِنَّهُمَ تَأْتِينِ يَوْمَ قِيَامِ غَمَامَتَانِ أَوْ غَيَيَتَانِ. For they come in this judgment as two clouds trying to save you from the heat of that sun who will be on top of the head. And the Prophet Muhammad, he says, these two are Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran. Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran, read them as much as you can. And then the Prophet also says, it's an amazing hadith, which is recorded, which is authenticated. اقرأوا البقرة فإن أهلها بركة. Read Al-Baqarah for taking it, يعني using it as baraka, as a blessing. And what kind of blessing? Blessing in your life, blessing in your wealth, blessing in your children, blessing in your health. It's just blessing. You know, you could put anything and put the word blessing in there. It's a blessed, you know, surah. So he says, read Surah Al-Baqarah for taking it as blessing. وَإِنَّ تَرْكَهَا حَسْرَةً. And if you were to leave it, and if you were to neglect it, it will be a regret. But you're going to regret the blessings that come along with Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُوهَا الْبَطَلَةً. لَا يَسْتَطِيعُوهَا الْبَطَلَةً. يعني السحرة. And he says, the Sahara, those who practice black magic, they can't take it. Why? Because it burns the shayateen. It burns the jinn. And a very, very true story. When I used to do Ruqya, I stopped doing it, you know, but when I used to hear the stories, so many times I still think, subhanAllah, when you start reciting to someone who's possessed, and then you come to certain ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah, that person, subhanAllah, reacts and starts, you know, screaming, and the voice may change, and things happen, Surah Al-Baqarah. And so this person, this man, you know, wanted to marry, a true story, he wanted to marry this lady who refused. So he wants to take revenge. Why did she refuse me? So he wanted to harm her. Well, that's a true story. He wanted to harm her. So he went to a man who practices black magic. So he wants to cast some black magic on that lady. He says, okay, it's going to cost you this much. So he gave him the money. He says, just do something for her so that she will never get married. She will get sick. And so then the next day he came and he says, I can't help you. I tried last night, but I can't help you. But there is a person, another guy who practices black magic in this other village. on me. Go to him. So he went to him. He says, I've been sent by this guy who told me about you, that you're, you know. The thing is, I want this lady. She refused me, and I want you to do something, you know, to her. He goes, yes, I can. But it's going to cost you, because these people, whenever they practice this practice, they use money. They take, you know, some sort of thing. They don't do it for free. They will ask for things from Hamilton. I remember one of my students in the UK, when he came to me before, and he said, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we did not know. We went to this guy called Phil, and he was doing rock club, and he asked us for a laptop. He said, laptop, the name is the greatest. I said, why? Would you ask him why he was here? Because the guy that he saw, the drink he served, he asked for a laptop. This is the way when we bought him the latest and greatest laptop. Says, how are you guys doing now? Your mother, look how we're even worse. He says, poor Jeffy. He got the laptop and you're seeing that. He says, Allah, I don't need to share him. وَمَهُمْ بِبَعْءِ سَتْبَعَرَ وَمَهُمْ بِبَعْءِ لَدِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And this is still the shayateen between. And they cannot harm you with anything other than with the will of Allah. If Allah wants you to be harmed, you shall be harmed. If Allah wants you to be protected, you shall be protected. So the second guy says, I will. And the next day he says, this is too powerful for me. This is too strong for me. Go to this other village. It's our master. Kabirahum alladhi alamahum al-sahar. Go to this Kabir. Go to this guy. He is the one who told us sahar, and he will do it for us. So he went and he says, yes, that of course is going to cost. He says, I've been here, you just go and do something this way. Then you know, the Syrians and the Sudanese, they have this verse, may Allah guide them. May Allah guide them. And Anna, they already asked for the. So he, anyway, the next day, the third guy, he says, okay, did you do it? Just let me tell you something. I will give you the conclusion. The conclusion is, whatever you try against this lady is not going to help. There's nobody who knows that magic more than me in this country. I know myself. You can't try, you can, but nobody's going to help you. Why? Because this lady, she reads Surah Al-Baqarah every day. She reads Surah Al-Baqarah every day. There's no way we can do anything to her. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَسْتَطِعُوهَا أَنْ بَطَلَهَا. And the Qatar al-Sahara cannot, you know, take it, cannot handle it. But here, Adamu ayah in Qur'an, Adamu surah in Qur'an, but here, Adamu ayah in Qur'an, it is the greatest surah in the Qur'an, and in it, it has the greatest ayah in the Qur'an as well. What is the greatest ayah in the Qur'an? Ayah al-Kursi, which is in Surah al-Baqarah, alright? So let's start the Surah al-Baqarah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We already spoke about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when we took it out and make a surah al-Fatiha. So we're going to move on with Alif Lam Mim. Can we just talk about Alif Lam Mim today? Alif Lam Mim. Alif. Haruf Muqatta'a. In Arab. Those of you know about Arab. Alif. Alif Lam Mim. Haruf Muqatta'a. Laysa laha makanan al-A'rab. Alif. Laysa laha makanan al-A'rab. وقالوا هي صبا لمبتدا محذوف وتقديره هذا الف لام ميم هذا. فالف لام ميم ست حركات. الف لام ميم لها ست حركات والميم ست حركات. Anyway, let me tell you what they say about this الف لام ميم. It's called an أحرف مقطعة. The cat or حرف in Arabic means letter. There are many songs with regard to what is alif lam ميم. Why Prophet Muhammad did not read it? فَلَمْ فَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Why here is Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Not فَلَمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So there are several explanations as to what they mean with حُرُف مُقَطَّعَة. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Lam Mim, Noon, Yasin. What are they? Some said, and this is the most prominent tafsir to it, هي من باب الإعجاز. باب الإعجاز is, as we say, it is from the wondrous of the nature of the Qur'an. It is from the miraculousness of the Qur'an. The people that the Prophet was sent to, although the Prophet was not all mankind. But the place where he resided were not reserved by the Arabs. And the Arabs were so powerful in this language. Then Prophet Muhammad, who was illiterate, and he's telling them this language that he spoke, they were so powerful in the language that he used to write letters with poems. This man who came and embraced Islam from the beginning, they tried to teach him Salah. He said, listen, Fajr 4, Zuhr 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4. Repeat. Fajr 3, Zuhr 4. How did that continue? Listen, Fajr 2, Zuhr 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4. Repeat. Fajr 2, Zuhr 4, Maghrib, Asr, that is clean business. And one guy said, let me wait for him. And then he made a poem. He made a poem about the Salawat. And then as he made that poem, he, right away, you know, these people, they would make poetry on the spot. And the guy was able to memorize. I was telling him, he remembered that, how powerful they were, you know, just, you know, in the language of the Arabs by sending letters and talking in poetry, subhanAllah. So the Prophet, as he was telling them, he was so powerful in that language. He was so, you know, in this language. Yes, miraculous when you talk about the language. Here comes a language to you, which you cannot make any sense of. Al-Islam. We never heard of that. We know Alish. We know them. We know me. But what does it mean? It's beyond us. So this is from the miracles of the Quran. You know, some said that we asma Allah muqatta'a. Alif Lam Mim are the names of Allah which are cut. For instance, Alif Lam, like the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman. Alif Lam, Ar-Rahman starts with Alif Lam. For instance, Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra. Ra is Ar-Rahman. Rahman. Mim, you know, means Amin. Alif Lam Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahim. So some say that these huruf are from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or some say that they are from Awa'il Asma Allah. It's just like one of the interpretations which is not actually very, very true or very sound. What is the most soundest, authentic, you know, explanation is that these are from the wonders of the nature of Kalamullah. Alif Lam Mim, Ya Arab. This is your language, okay? You speak Arabic, this is your language. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun, Anzalna, Kitabun, Alif Lam Ra, Zalik al Kitabun, Umuri, or Zalik al Quran, Inna Anzalnahu Quran al Arabiya, Laka al Adab. What is it? The Arabs were in awe with Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, Zalik al Kitab, Zalik al Arab. ثلاث كلمات ذا اسم إشارة ذا اسم إشارة مبني على السكون ذلك ذا وبعدين ذا ذلك الكيورد في العرب ذا اسم إشارة لام حرف دال على البعد ذلك الكتاب حرف دال على الخطاب ذلك الكتاب بدل مرفوع أو خبر مرفوع لا ريب فيه ذلك الكتاب لا نافية للجنس حرف مبني على السكون رايب اسم لا النافية فيه حرف جر في حرف جر والهاء ضم المتصل مبني على الفقر من جزء من أداة الإعراب ذلك الكتاب فإن عربي أن يسي ذلك ذلك من صمت الصاخر يسي ذلك هذا ولد هذا رجل ذاك كرسي ذاك بعض في هذا كرسي كرسي من ذاك هذا من طالبات هذا رجل هذه قاولة هذه من خمر هذا هو بسطر في هذا this but when you say something fine you say ذاك or ذلك so here Allah is saying ذلك الكتاب that book this book or what book اللف المحفوظ something is اللف المحفوظ like the back end وقيل ذاك القرآن لرجاء به محمد وقيل ذلك حصارا البعيد الكتاب الكتب السابقة والخصمان تجيب Al-Qur'an is also called Kitab. And the Qur'an is Kitab. Of Qur'an, of Qur'an, many names of the Kitab. In Arabic, Kitab is a book. But when Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ إِشَارَ لِلْقَرِيبِ وَإِشَارَ لِلْبَعِيدِ هُنَا إِشَارَ لِلْقَرِيبِ يعني القرآن لا غيب فيه. You know this? Just by itself, one man embraced Islam. Do you know who is who this man embraced Islam? He's a very well-known old-time singer. Maybe my age, I remember. Maybe your age, if you're a long time ago. His name is Cat Stevens. And King Jesus to Islam, Yusuf Islam, Yusuf Islam. He says, guess what made me English? Why? Because when you read any book, there is no author who will tell you, my book is the book. There is no author who will tell you, there is no doubt that whatever you have in this book, it is the truth. There could be some arguments in it. But as soon as they start reading this book, they start reading this book, there is no doubt that it's a lie. And this La Raiba Fi, because in Mutaqeen there's different recitations. Some said La Raib, and then you pass. La Raib. See who did in Mutaqeen. Or La Raiba Fi, who did in Mutaqeen. Or La Raiba Fi, who did in Mutaqeen. There's different recitations. SubhanAllah, even the recitation, the way you recite, has an impact. La Raib, just like the ayah. Of Musa alayhi salam. Oh, this is nice, this is nice. We extend the Quran with Qur'an. So when Musa alayhi salam went to, was kicked out from Egypt, and then he passed by that, you know, the Jewish women trying to water for their flock, right? And then he went and he watered for them. And then he, before he watered for them, he went to them and he said to us, قَالَ مَا قَطْبُكُمَا What's wrong with you? Why are you here? He said, we cannot water, you know, we're waiting for man to leave, and then we will go and water for our flock. So he went and water for the flock, so he went back, sitting under the tree, and then the fall. And then the lady, one of those girls, one of those women, they came back to them to invite them. That, you know, we talked about our father, our father wants to invite you. What did he say, Allah? He says, Father, فجاءت إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك يجزيك خير ما سقيت لنا. One recital is on Mahmoud, he recited it in such a beautiful way. Two ways, he recited like this. قالت فجاءت إحداهما تمشي على استحياء and one of them came walking modestly تمشي على استحياء he paused and then he says على استحياء إن قالت ما بخي she said our father wants to invite you. Allah only said modestly once, but the man when he recited it, it made it sound like he was walking modestly and she spoke modestly. She came walking modestly, our father wants to invite him. But the way it was recited, she came, one of them came walking modestly. He paused, and then he repeated, and then modestly she said, our father. The way you recite has an impact as well on those who are on these details of Allah. So here, La Raib, or La Raib Fi, there is no doubt in it. Hudan lil Muttaqin. La Raib Fi, Hudan lil Muttaqin. ذلك الكتاب مقدم على سائر الكتب هذا الكتاب حق. This book is haq. It has priority over any other book. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was reading from the Bible. The Prophet told him, why are you doing this? I'm reading the Bible. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with something better than this. Unless you're doing some debate, learning how to debate the non-Muslims and whatnot, okay, maybe you're doing study, like, but here you have something better. Read the Quran. ذلك الكتاب ولا غير ذلك الكتاب فيه الحق الذكر الحق ذلك الكتاب المقدم it is you know it takes precedence over any other book before it and prior to ذلك الكتاب فيه الحق فيه الحق you see just like you say this book is the book and all the other shuyukh are mixed. This faith is the faith, and the other is me. All the others are mixed, but this is the faith. This is the man. Am I saying? All the other books, this is is biblical. In English, it says the He didn't say ذَلِكَ كِتَابٌ كِتَابٌ أُنْزَلْنَاهُ إِنْ عَدَى الْآيَةِ كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَا إِسْلَى اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ And for the Arabs, الْإِسْلَامِ means something. الْكِتَابِ And which is the means it denies all other books that came before it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا شَكْتِ لَا شَكْتِ There's no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Okay. When you say that, will you give me a few more minutes, or should we try it? I want to tell you why there is no doubt in it. I want to tell you the story of Abu Bakr and the story of Al-Islamim Ghulabat al-Rum. The Prophet of Rum. When Ghulabat al-Rum, he Amr al-Imba'ir, so Rome had a battle with the Persians. And the Persian they won, and then Allah has revealed the Romans have been defeated, but they will win. When they will win? This is the meaning. The Arabs, inshallah ta'ala, maybe on Friday, when we talk about Surah Yusuf, when we talk about Musa alayhi salam, Bid'ah, we will talk about Bid'ah. What is Bid'ah for the Arabs? Allah is saying here to you, Bid'ah is the meaning. The Romans will win again. They will have a war with the Persians, and they will win. So Allah is saying when? He says in Bid'ah Sinin. So Abu Bakr had a bet. He had a bet. A bet with who? With an unbeliever. He says the Romans will win, but the Romans got defeated. Bet? Oh, okay. Here's the question. He says, is bet in Haram? It is Haram. Why Abu Bakr did it? That's number one. Number two. It will be haram if I say, I bet, let's bet, I bet $100. I'm going to give it to you whether I win or lose. I'm going to win. But this $100 is yours. But when you say, if I win, it's mine, if I win, that is where it becomes. So he says, it's not money. So Abu Bakr had a bet with an unbeliever. Then he says, the Romans, they lost. He says, go back. And increase the bet. What bet? Because I told him, I said, we're going to win in 3 years. Bid means for the Arabs between 3 and 9. Tell him between 3 and 9 years, the Romans will win. And so what happened? After 3 years, after 7 years, the Roman won. The essence of the story, Abu Bakr had no doubt. Allah said, the Romans will win. So even when he read that, imagine what the Quran was to tell you. Oh, brother, are you into the stock market? All right. What stock? Tesla. Okay. In the Quran, Tesla, in what I see mean, in Bid'ah years, the stocks will skyrocket. You have any doubt in the Quran? You don't put your house in the Tesla. You will put even your wife, I'm sorry, and now your wife. You will put, because the Quran says, the stock will skyrocket. Exactly. Because it. What's going to happen? Abu Bakr, he had no doubt. Allah said, Na'ra'idafi, there is no doubt. So when Allah says, the Romans will win, he came back and he went and says, hey, I bet you, and I know who it was, right? So Allah is saying here, Na'ra'idafi, Huda is Mustaqim. Huda. Habad al-Mustaqim Mahdouf, but Taqdir Huwa, Huwa Ladi Yahdi, Huda is Mustaqim, Mustaqim Mu'akhar, Khan, Mansoob, wa Sahib al-Khan, Ja'al. للمتقين لام حرف جر المتقين سيد اسم مبرور هدى what is هدى المتقين هدى come from هداية اهدنا الصراط المستقيم when we talked about الفاتحة we talked about the path of هداية to remember the two types of هداية remember them if you remember them you'd be the first one to get this very homemade special Moroccan tea I just made the two types of هداية I mentioned last week when we talked about اهدنا الصراط المستقيم هداية is Hidayat Tawfiq and Hidayat. There is one which is under the hands of the Prophet and one which is not in the hands of only Allah. One which is in your hand and one which is only in the hands of Allah. Hidayat Tawfiq. Hidayat Dalala. Yes. Hidayat Direction. Like فإنك لا من أحدث ولكن الله لمن يشاء. Allah guides us. Allah عز وجل says, إنك لتهدي. You guide people, يعني you show people in the path. You tell them this is halal, this is haram, this is wrong, this is right. So who then? But then Allah says, المتقين. Who are the المتقين? You are here exactly. You smell this, huh? Next to it inside of the Jannah. المتقين. Who are the المتقين? You want to know who are the المتقين, so that you can see if you are amongst them. But let me assure you, inshallah, all of you here, you are from them. Why? I will prove it to you next week, inshallah. We talked about the characteristics of المتقين, inshallah. Inshallah. Comments, suggestions, questions. Imagine you, Al-Islam means radical Kitab. Yeah, right. Jesus. And that's it. So, how long do you think inshallah ta'ala that the Surah Al-Baqarah will take us? One year? Maybe 1 year, take it. Inshallah, you will see your grandchildren getting married and they will have children as well, inshallah ta'ala. One time a week? Ramadan will start. Yeah, if we don't have two ayat, sometimes I will do 3-4 ayat. Yeah. Next Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Khalas, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe not, maybe more, inshallah ta'ala. Please stay for some tea. Is there no questions, comments, buddies? Come on. Anyway, football. Let's make it entertaining. Oh, yeah. Huh? More time? Tayyib, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Khalas, we're making maybe we. How much time did we? I didn't time myself. 20 minutes? Hakala already? Of 20 minutes. Huh? Surah Al-Baqarah 187, if that will again, yeah. The heart is the longest ayah in the Quran. The longest ayah in the Quran, do you know what ayah is it? It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. The ayat of a day. The ayah of the, you know what day? They mean the death. When you loan someone something. So the longest one full page all the talks about, you know, day, it's in the Quran, it's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes. لا ريب فيه. أيوة. لا يمكنك أن تكون مصحف. The pause. We're talking about the pause. لا ريب فيه. You stop in either one. If you stop in one, don't stop at the other. If you stop at the other, then you know. So this is one you have. It depends on the مصحف that you read from. In some مصاحف لا ريب, it has to be three dots on top. فيه هدن المتقين الذي يستيقظ. That means if you stop at where I go, هدن المتقين الذين. And then you continue. You don't stop. You don't stop. You cannot say that. That's right. That's not it. You cannot say ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدن المتقين الذين يستيقظ. Which one? This is not proper. Stop around. This is not proper in the school. But it's like lack of something in this stuff. Because this is what we learn, you know, from this panel. Keep up when you're driving the car. Sometimes some imams, they don't notice. They have it, but they don't notice it. Really. You know, when it's just like you're driving your car, then you have red light and green light. Certainly in the Quran. There's certain ayat, green light. There's certain ayat, red light. That means if you stop, you have to stop. You have to stop. It's red light. And then you, again, where are you? So this is the beauty of the Quran, learning, not only memorizing it, but also learning the where to stop, where not to stop, where to elongate, where not to elongate. You know, it's beautiful things there, you know, it comes with the ilm of the Quran, after the Quran and the film. Zakhlasha. We would encompass all these meanings, not only the things, no doubt, different than all the other books. Now, we say that. Any other book is not like this Quran. La rayba fih. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. But you see, in other books, there was no doubt because there's some Allah's religion. But what happened to them? They got everybody to it. They got changed, man. And they need to say big changes to it. But this book, no changes to it. La rayba fih. There's nothing. Everything we spoke about, there's challenges. Challenge to the Muslims. Challenge to the Muslims. Challenge to the non-believers. Try to bring one ayah. Try to make 10 ayah. Try to bring, you know, one surah. It starts from one surah. If you cannot, and you won't be able, try to come up with one ayah, and you won't be able, try to come up with, you know, half a surah. If not, you keep on turning to subhanAllah, because there is no doubt, this is the book. والله.